You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WGBW Daily News Roundup for the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM.
For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. The first day of the NFL draft in Green Bay saw capacity crowds just an hour or so after officially opening. The NFL notified people at 6:20 that the crowd had reached maximum capacity and that general admission was paused. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell told the crowd that Green Bay has a population of 107,000, but the draft saw 125,000 plus visitors. The NFL said official counts from yesterday's draft was 205,000 sports fans. The NFL draft in Green Bay continues through Saturday at Lambeau Field and Titletown. The NFL Foundation and the Green Bay Packers together awarded a $150,000 grant to the nonprofit ComputeOpt organization yesterday. That organization will now use the money to give almost 500 new and refurbished computers and other devices to Oneida Nation students to use in school and at home. In town for the NFL draft, NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell toured the school as part of the NFL Inspire Change event. Between 10,000 and 12,000 visitors attended the first day of the Draft City Music Fest at Like Park in downtown Green Bay Wednesday night. The Draft City Music Fest is part of the Touchdown Downtown activities happening during draft week. Saturday night, after the final round of draft picks, the eighth round downtown part of the Draft City Music Fest begins. The Saturday lineup includes Hang 10, Rebelmatic, J. Roddy Walston, GZA, and Less Than Jake. The music acts start at 5 p.m. A Nina woman has claimed the $9.5 million Megabucks jackpot from the Saturday, April 12th drawing. Tanya Hedke claimed the largest Wisconsin lottery prize so far this year at the Wisconsin Lottery offices in Madison this week. Hedke purchased her winning ticket from a Quick Trip in Kaukauna. The Megabucks lottery is only offered in Wisconsin, and the odds of winning is 1 in 6,991,908. Appleton police arrested a teacher at St. Ignatius Catholic School and Chesterton Academy in Kaukauna Wednesday on 10 counts of possession of child pornography. The case originated from an online tip received through the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children. Appleton police identified Colin Killerin of Appleton as the suspect and seized his electronic devices. Police say at this time there's no evidence to suggest that any children were harmed at the school. Police ask anyone with information to contact the Appleton Police Department. A Shawano County man was sentenced to 11 years in prison and 9 years extended supervision this week for 16 counts of being a convicted felon in possession of a firearm, 3 counts of possessing a silencer, and 1 count of possession of fentanyl. The other 61 charges against 34-year-old Kyle Matcha were dropped. The criminal complaint says Matcha was arrested after police responded to a domestic disturbance at his home. They found dozens of weapons, including 46 long guns and 23 handguns, and more than 1,300 pounds of ammunition. Matcha has prior convictions for possession and bail jumping. A Wisconsin judge has prevented the Trump administration from deporting a second UW-Madison student. Savannah Tomei Olson has details.
According to the Wisconsin State Journal, 21-year-old Allison Yang is a Chinese student at the business school. She's set to graduate in about 2 weeks and work as an actuarial assistant before grad school, but her visa was revoked. She had a speeding ticket, and that may be the basis of her deportation. The paper reports a federal judge here in Madison ruled that revoking her visa was, quote, an abuse of discretion, end quote, and a speeding ticket is not a valid reason to deport someone. The judge's ruling says if she had to go home, she would have spent more than $130,000 and not get her degree. On top of that, he mentioned the psychological impact, saying she's now in constant fear and doesn't want to leave her room, worried that immigration authorities will arrest her. The Trump administration has revoked the visas of at least 40 students across the UW system.
Meanwhile, the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel is reporting a Milwaukee County Circuit judge is under FBI scrutiny for allegedly aiding an undocumented immigrant. Stuart J. Waddles has more.
The paper says the feds are trying to determine if Judge Hannah Dugan obstructed federal enforcement efforts by hiding a defendant in a jury deliberation room. Someone was taken into custody by immigration officials April 18th at the Milwaukee County Courthouse. The arrest marks the third recent ICE detention there. Judge Dugan denies any wrongdoing. State lawmakers are divided, with Democrats praising her for allegedly protecting due process, while Republicans condemn what they say is potential obstruction.
The Fox Valley Workforce Development Board in Winnebago County and Diversified Woodcrafts in Oconto County received Wisconsin Fast Forward grants yesterday from the Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development. These grants will be used to support training and wage increases. The Fox Valley Workforce Development Board received two grants, one to train two dozen press operators with Menasha Packaging Preprint and Fox Valley Flexo Services. The other to offer 20 people trailer technician training with Masterfleet and Fox Valley Technical College. Meanwhile, Diversified Woodcrafts in Oconto County will use its grant with Manage Assist to offer expanded skills training to 111 workers. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services is reminding residents about Drug Take-Back Day on Saturday. According to a press release, collection bins will be available throughout the state on Saturday for residents looking to dispose of their unwanted or unneeded medications. The sites will accept medications in various forms, including capsules, inhalers, vials, and creams. Medications for pets will also be accepted. A full list of Drug Take-Back Day collection sites, as well as permanent collection sites, is available on the DHS website. I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News. For news anytime, log on to WGBW.FM.
The Packers pick a receiver.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports in Green Bay. Last night at the NFL Draft,
with the 23rd pick in the 2025 NFL Draft, the 13-time world champion Green Bay Packers, for the first time since 2002, draft a wide receiver. Matthew Golden, wide receiver.
Packers president Mark Murphy, GM Brian Gutekunst on selecting Matthew Golden.
Well, I really sent in a different name, but Mark just announced what he announced, so it is what it is.
Golden's reaction on being the first receiver the Packers picked in the first round since Javon Walker.
It's always been a dream of mine to go in the first round. To know that they haven't picked a receiver since 2002, man, it's truly a blessing.
NBA, the Bucks and the Pacers for Game 3 in their playoff series tonight in Milwaukee. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Lots to see in the theaters this weekend, including good kids stuff. As A24's The Legend of Ochi opens, A24 is making movies like they used to be made, and it's a wonderful thing. Their newest effort, a fantasy adventure, tells the story of a girl who is scared of a rare species called the Ochi. The film is certified fresh on Rotten Tomatoes with 85%. Star Wars fans may or may not like that Revenge of the Sith is being re-released. Only 66% of audiences enjoyed this film. You give it another chance? Horror film Until Dawn tells the story of a group of friends forced to live the same night over and over in the woods. The film is not yet rated, but looks absolutely gruesome. And if you're in the mood for an action thriller, check out The Accountant 2, starring Ben Affleck as Christian Wolf, who uncovers a conspiracy and goes on the hunt for a network of killers. Certified fresh at 80% on Rotten Tomatoes. Let's go to the movies. There will be a new pope soon, and thanks to the movie Conclave, more people know how the new pope will actually be selected. As it turns out, after Pope Francis passed away earlier in the week, people are even more curious as they are streaming the living daylights out of the film. The film was nominated for Best Picture at this year's Oscars and stars John Lithgow, Stanley Tucci, Ralph Fiennes, and Isabella Rossellini. Good film. My money's on Isabella or John Lithgow. Ben Affleck and Matt Damon have experienced tremendous success in Hollywood since their hit film Good Will Hunting. Affleck appeared on the Today Show earlier this week to promote The Accountant 2, which opens this weekend. When shown a shirtless picture of Accountant 2 co-star John Bernthal next to a shirtless Damon who looks completely shredded at 54, Affleck started teasing him about his physique. Affleck teased him again on the set of Access Hollywood. It's always tough to see your ex get in shape. The Conners' final episode aired Wednesday night and broke an age-old rule in saying goodbye. Roseanne aired for 10 seasons before going off the air in 1997. They tried to reboot the show in 2018, but Roseanne was let go after controversial social media posts. The show stayed on the air as The Conners, starring John Goodman, Sarah Gilbert, Laurie Metcalf, and Lacey Goranson. The show just wrapped its seventh and final season with John Goodman breaking the fourth wall and looking right at the camera and just saying goodnight. Great cast. Speaking of Roseanne, even though she was let go from the show she created in 2018 and had difficulties with the cast from time to time, the show honored her by mentioning her often in the final episode and even having the main characters stand over her grave. Roseanne's character was killed off after an accidental opioid overdose and saw the family take on Big Pharma in a lawsuit. Yes, it's a sitcom. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
A little fog this morning, then it's going to be mostly cloudy with scattered off and on showers here for a pretty good chunk of the day today. Our high right around 50, bit breezy with northerly wind gusts from 15 to 20, maybe up to 25. Tonight we'll drop into the mid-30s. Tomorrow, sunny, upper 50s. By Sunday, partly cloudy in the low 60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temperature 44.
That's your WGBW Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WGBW.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.